The opera is called Billy Blythe, which is the name Clinton went by until he adopted his stepfather's last name in high school. It's the brainchild of 30-year-old Bonnie Montgomery.
I was reading Bill Clinton's autobiography, My Life, and in the first few chapters of that book, he writes about his childhood and his youth, and just the way that he wrote about it was very evocative for me. I could see it on the stage in an operatic form.
Bill, pour a cup of coffee and then bring it here so you can visit.
It's still a work in progress, with Montgomery here in the role of Clinton's mother, Virginia, in a scene with her 14-year-old son.
My Biggin's growing up so fast.
Montgomery has been slowly working on the project since 2006.
It's sort of these mythical characters in his childhood, very colorful characters, and the flavor of the South, and in particular Hot Springs. Just the way he describes his family and his community, all of the elements of opera are in his life, I think.
Montgomery is a native of Searcy, who graduated from Ouachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, then attended the University of Missouri, Kansas City's Conservatory of Music. To put the opera together, she enlisted the help of Britt Barber, a former classmate at Ouachita who today lives in Atlanta.
I took the idea and I ran with it and went home and I wrote the first scene and told her what I imagined it would sound like. And basically she put it down on the piano.
The play is set in Hot Springs in 1959 and includes Clinton's rather volatile home life with a fun-loving mother and a physically abusive stepfather. Barber says it was a pivotal time for the future president.
I'm hoping to portray Clinton becoming or realizing what he's capable of, who he is and who he can become at that very sensitive age. And a person's life.
We're painting a snapshot of a day in the life of Billy Blythe. That's sort of the idea. It opens at dawn. It's going to close at night. And we have compressed events that happened during several years of his life into this one day in the most realistic way that we can.
There's at least one sonnet in there that's a pivotal moment where he's coming out from the movies, having seen High Noon, and he begins to take into account his past and his father who died. And it really spells out his own sense of hope and inspiration.
But anything involving the former president faces scrutiny and can quickly become fodder for late-night comics. After a bit of national attention on the opera, this was Jimmy Fallon last week on NBC.
Check this out. A new opera based on the life of Bill Clinton is opening this fall in Arkansas. You're making your own jokes already. This is that chat.
The joke isn't appropriate for me to finish here, but alludes to sex. Bonnie Montgomery says she's leery of this kind of attention.
Like you said, you mentioned Arkansas and you get a laugh. The same thing kind of happens with Clinton sometimes. But I want this, I just want it to be an uplifting and inspirational, positive story for Arkansas heritage and for the Clinton legacy and for opera, too.
Once I had a face.
The public will likely get its first taste of the opera in September when Montgomery is planning to perform a couple of scenes before a small audience. Then she hopes to bring it to a more formal venue.
Well, we're still in the final stages of composing it. 99% of the composition is done, but then it needs to, you know, get on paper in a way that's legible for singers and musicians. And yeah, then we need to start talking about production and rounding up support.
The former president learned of Montgomery's project last fall.
I actually ran into Clinton in November downtown in Little Rock, and told him about it. He said that in the end, the way that we said goodbye to each other was he said, "I support your project." I don't know if he knows exactly what it entails, but I was really encouraged by that.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hipland.